I really hope that it helps you guys understand the kind of people that we're doing these things for. We go way out of our way each and every year. We try our very best to really be a blessing down there. If I'm guessing, and it's just a guess, this is in the Lord's hands, but if I were guessing, this may be the last opportunity that we ever have to buy for Sister Ruth. She's not doing well physically, and so if that does, in fact, play out that way, I wanted to just pray over her, and I wanted us to talk a little bit about their ministry that has rippled out. And it just reminded me of the fact that so many lives have been affected by that children's home that they began. And, you know, nothing ever done for the Lord is ever done in vain. And so I hope that in your own life, you'll be inspired by people like them. They are inspiring people. I wish I had time to tell you the whole story. I don't. But I do want you to know that people like this are just normal, everyday people. She was a nurse, and he was an insurance salesman. They got an early retirement buyout, so they retired and they moved to Mexico to try to start making a difference in people's lives. And that children's home that has blessed and raised hundreds and hundreds of kids got started by those two normal, everyday, common people with God using them and working in their life. And so I just wanted to kind of share that with you guys.
And not until 55 years old is when he retired at 55, took an early retirement. Yeah. That's when the ministry began.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And so if you're not yet old like me, the Lord can still do amazing things through you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, I wanted us to share a little bit of the stories, and this is part of our time together today, and I also want to give you some totals, but let's talk about the stories real quick. First, I'm going to get this one in and just share with you. Did y'all see Paulina in the black coat and how she was kind of modeling the black coat a little bit? There she is right there. So what was really cool about this picture and this story was, this was sent by one of you, and I hope that y'all, did any of y'all see something that you bought in one of the kids' hands? Did any of y'all see something that, I see a handful of folks, yeah, it's like, I bought those shoes, and that kid is holding those shoes. So Paulina actually gave away a coat that was literally almost exactly an identical one to this one. And she didn't want to give it away, but she felt like the Lord was saying to give it away. And so she gave it away, and then the Lord gave it back to her through you guys. And I wanted to share that with you. So that's what's going on there. She's not a model. You know, there was no fan blowing and, you know, her doing all that. But yes, she is enjoying that coat very much because she felt like God had given her back something that she kind of was obedient and gave away. So I thought that was really cool. The other thing that I wanted to share, and I know you've got one to share. Why don't you go first? Why don't you go ahead? You had something that you wanted to share.
I do. I think I'm a little high there.
No, you're good.
Wanted to share that, a couple things. One, while we were waiting for John to bring the presents over, we spent a couple hours just playing with the kids. That's how we had so much footage, and I apologize for the length of the video, but you just can't delete those pictures when we had so much fun playing with the kids. It's hard to do, but... A couple came down from San Antonio who's been there before and supports the ministry, and they brought a truckload of toys for the kids. And they brought them in huge bags and unloaded them and handed each child a toy. And that's cool because kids love toys, right? I can't help but think that what we do sometimes might be viewed as a little boring to the kids. It's clothes. Who wants to open clothes on Christmas, right? But the way... So it kind of worked out perfect because they got something really fun and they were playing with their Play-Doh and I got to, you know, y'all helped play with the toys and all that kind of stuff and that was cool. And then we did our gifts, so they got the best of both worlds. So that was cool. But not that I want to compare our charity to somebody else's, but theirs was so impersonal. It was, here's a toy for you, here's a toy for you. And that's great, but ours is different. And I was proud of the fact that we accomplished what we set out to do, and that was to be personal with the kids, like a personal in their size, in their color, with a note that was written to them. And that was so cool to see.
Yeah.
And so thank you for doing that, participating in that, because I think that it worked. It showed God's intent, our intent that God loves them specifically. Not, they still got to have fun with the toys, and then they still got to feel that God loved them specifically. The other thing I wanted to say was the letters. The letters are so impactful because they're personal. They've got their name on it. And while they may not be able to read everything yet, they can recognize their names, and they can see their name on the paper, and that's so meaningful. And so we were helping read the cards to the kids, and one of them didn't get translated, and it was in Spanish, and Alicia said, hey, will you read this one to this young lady? It was Esperanza, and it was Kenya's little girl, and Kenya wrote the note to Esperanza, and Kenya introduced herself in the letter and said, who she is and what she does at church, and she's, she loves these kids and loves the children's home. And then the little girl's eyes lit up, and she got a huge smile on her face when I read, tú eres una princesa, porque tú eres una hija del rey, el Dios. You're a princess because you're a daughter of the King, the Lord. And her face lit up. And so,
that's awesome.
The joy that you brought to that little girl was so touching just by sending her a little reminder of who she is as God's child.
Yeah.
And so
that's awesome.
I think maybe Scott and Alicia have a...
Well, if I'll turn it to you guys in just a quick second, but I wanted to kind of dovetail on that because actually one of the things that happened this year that has never really happened before is I think John kind of fully understood how we do what we do with our white envelopes and how each envelope is one gift for one child or an adult, that's there, whether they be, mentally challenged or folks that are using, their time and their life really to pour into these kids as workers there. Well, John went through and started telling everybody. And we've told you guys over and over and over again that what we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure that they know that they matter to God. And that they are individuals in his sight, that they haven't been forgotten, and that they haven't been grouped together, and that they are seen by the Lord, right? And so we try to talk about that every single year, but John never really has shared how we do it and, how the sausage gets made, right? And so he was telling everybody, and he was doing it in Spanish, and I was kind of following along. I don't have every single word, but I realized what he was saying, and he was talking about, una envelope is uno regalo, which is, one gift, one envelope is one gift, et cetera, et cetera. And as he was talking about it, he said, so there are people in the United States, in Houston, Texas, who know about you, and they chose your name, and they chose you to buy a gift for. And in that moment, totally unprompted, the kids went, aw. And it was just an instant confirmation to me that what we're trying to do is hitting the target that we're trying to hit. Because they were touched enough to make an audible sound of awe. They care about me. They know my name. They bought something for me. And if you don't have people in your life who love you, anybody who shows you that they do, they're making a huge impact. And so I know that what we could do could be a lot easier. We could say, hey, everybody bring something for this group and this size and whatever. But we go to all of this trouble to make sure that it lands like this for these kids who need to hear and need to know that they matter to God individually and that he knows their name. And so I want you to know all the trouble that we go to, all the trouble that you go to, is hitting exactly the spot that we need to be hitting for these kids. And I just wanted to tell you the story because it was like a sledgehammer to my heart right there. And y'all will be proud of me. I didn't actually cry then. I'm crying a little now, but I didn't actually cry that moment. But it was really a powerful thing. So I wanted to share that with you and say thanks and let you know that you're making an impact down there. All right. And two first-timers, two of the main people that make this happen, actually, each year. We've got Scott and Alicia Young, and I just want to give them a chance to say a few words and any kind of observation or whatever. And y'all, I just want you to know, I didn't tell them they had to stay down there. I said, y'all can come on up. And Alicia said, do I have to? And I said, no, you don't have to. So got the microphone for you, and you're good to go. But if you guys have anything that you'd like to share about it, please feel free.
Out to me was when we pulled up in Paulina's van, and the grounds, I guess, if you want to call it that, it was like silent. There was nothing going on. We didn't see anybody. But as soon as they heard Paulina's van pull up, she honked the horn, and the kids came out of, like, everywhere. Like, they just started pouring out. And we stepped out of the van, and they had no problem running up to us. I mean, I know they know Randy and Eric because they go every year, but we've never been. And they had no problem running up to us, jumping up in his, he jumped up in Scott's arms. And, you know, they just loved on us like they had known us all along, which most kids are like, stranger danger, I don't know you, you know, I don't want to come near you or whatever. But I just feel like that speaks words to what they're doing there, because they were not afraid of us. They didn't have any problems, you know, coming up to us. And, you know, I think Shelley told us it was like the hugs and the smiles are all universal. And it really was, because it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
On the other side, it's really cool, I think, for us, because, you know, we work with Tori and Paulina and I think Isaac. And they send us pictures every year of the kids with their ages and everything. So we see all the pictures that come through, setting up the envelopes and everything. But then I was like, I remember you. You look different in person, because all I see you is on a piece of paper. But so that was really fun to see, like, actually make connections with the kids in real life.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. Very cool.
All right, just as Alicia says, you know, they were loving on us, and it was just awesome to see all the kids, and you get to see them open your gift. And one of the kiddos that we got gifts for, they were just walking around hugging them. They were just so excited. I know they were in a few of the photos, but and even Paulina, and you know, everybody was just excited to see us. And that Cheeto bag was amazing.
I asked Eric not to put it in there because I didn't want him to let everybody know I was stealing from the kids like that, you know?
But just the whole environment, you know, Alicia and I do a lot of work along with Roseanne and Frank, and it's good to see it from, you know, the kids actually get to see you, get to, you know, they love seeing you. So just encourage you, if you get to go next year, come down. We'll definitely be coming in. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I do believe that is their favorite part, is seeing us. Like, seeing that people will travel multiple hours just to visit with them for a couple of hours. I mean, we spent more time on the road than we did with the kids. And I think that resonated.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you all for coming with us. Thank you for all the work that you do every year, of course, but also coming with us and taking a couple of days out of your life to go visit the kids with us. It was meaningful, and it was fun having you.
Absolutely. And I do want to mention, if you've got your passport and you'd like to go, we'll make room for you. And we'll have a great time. And if you have been setting it as a goal to eventually go down there, there's no time like the present, right? So you guys come on down. You'll enjoy it. It'll be a blessing. And I promise, you know, if you've lost a little bit of the magic of Christmas, like a lot of us old jaded souls have, you know, you come on down and you'll get a little shot of that back. And it is always awesome, and it is a blessing. So speaking of being a blessing, I want to give you guys some of the totals real quick. So let's take a look at this. And this was Alicia. She's going to get to be the gal behind all of the images and stuff like that. But let's check this out, if you don't mind. So I talked about all the white envelopes, and we did three gifts each for 44 different people. And I just kind of said about $20. Now, I know some of you spent more than that. Some of you got a great deal or whatever, but I just was shooting for about an average. So if we did that at that price, it's about $2,640 that you guys spent out of your pocket to go down there and be a blessing. So that's leg number one. Let's go to our next spot here. Then we as a church gave $1,000 to John and Paulina and $75 to Ruth, because Ruth is their adopted daughter. We actually have paid in the past for them to be able to adopt Ruth officially, but she is not living there anymore because she's about 20 years old, 21? 21, 22, something like that. Anyway, but we said, we're missing Ruth, but we're going to give you a $75 extra dollars so she gets something, because we still love her, even though she is not able to be with us that day. So that was me telling John, you can't spend Ruth's $75. Give her some money from us to her. So that is John and Paulina's, just kind of our way of saying thanks. And can I just say real quick, man, these people they're pouring their lives into these kids for next to nothing in their bank account. Next to nothing. I don't know their finances, but I know that they are living on a shoestring budget and making things work in amazing ways. And so from our church to their ministry. It is a blessing for us to just simply do. And can I just say, as I said last week, you guys' faithfulness week after week after week of giving here allows us as a church body to do something like this. So thank you. This was from you to them. Let's go to our next one. We had educational supplies and toys that were given. So let me talk about this toy laptops. We had something that had English and Spanish together, and they were toy laptops, but they were not the cheap kind of like little toys, but they were instead a number of really nice ones. And then we had Chromebooks that were able to get out on the internet, which was really important for the kids out there. And thank you guys. We delivered three last year, maybe four last year, but at least three. And then we delivered three more because they are really needed for these kids to do their homework and do their learning. And then we had a very, very nice printer that allows them to make copies and all that stuff. I was very, very conservative, but I said $1,800 toward that. And so that's where we're at right there. Let's go to our next one, and then our silent auction and gifts. Y'all, look at that number, $7,357 that you guys were a part of raising in the silent auction and all of the things, and every single dime that you guys gave towards that, whether it was just a gift or that you bought something in the silent auction, we raised $7,357. And so I'm really happy about that. So if you go back to start putting these all together, you have a grand total. And can I get a drum roll, please? Can I get a better drum roll, please? And here is the grand total, $12,872. I think that deserves a hand. Can I get a hand on that? I'm very, very proud of that total and very, very excited for what we've done this year. This is, by thousands of dollars, our best year yet. And so we are very grateful. And I have to shout out our drive coordinators. There are other people behind the scenes, people that don't necessarily want to be known or would not be known to you. But I do have to shout out Frank and Roseanne, whose house about September ceases to be Frank and Roseanne's house and begins to be instead the warehouse for the EHC silent auction for 3 or 4 months. And they get it all together and they bring it all together. And then we have Scott and Alicia, who help so much coordination as well as so much online. It's not an accident that we did it all online and this was our best year, because it reaches out to wherever we are. And so thank you guys. Thank you guys. Thank all of you guys for all that you've done. There's nothing better than being a blessing. It is truly more blessed to give than to receive. And so we want to live out that mantra that Jesus said in his own words: it is more blessed to give than to receive. And we want to live that and show that and be people who are embodying that. So thank you guys so much for this. We thank you for that. All right. I believe, let me see, I believe that might be all for now. I think that's it. Okay, all right, very good. So, let me do want to mention, okay, we're going to shift. I'm sorry, I'm just kind of, there's a lot of thoughts going through my head, maybe a little too much caffeine, if y'all can forgive me. We're going to shift today, and part of my shift is no preaching for me today. Okay? No, don't cry. Don't cry. I know. Some of y'all literally, that sound that I heard at Mexico, that, aw, I thought I heard that here, but maybe not. But no, I'll pick up next week. I don't want to keep you too long, and I want to take some time to share. So today is a day after we had the memorial service for John Atkinson, as well as Varen Chin, Selena Kaczynski's mom, here at EHC. So we appreciate you as a church family being involved. And Mindy has not been able to be here for a handful of weeks now, and you're here today. It is good to see you here. We love you. We're supporting you. Selena, I know that your mom in many ways was a huge blessing in your life, and we want to continue to support you as well. God bless you, and we as your church family are standing with you. And I just want to share with you that this last week has been crazy, Since we dismissed last Sunday and we did the whole "we just heard God's word, now let's go live it" thing, there have been a lot of deaths that have visited EHC's kind of extended family or even immediate family. We talked last week about the fact that we never know what life is going to hold for us. But here's what I do know. We do know that in this world you will have trouble, but take heart because the Lord has overcome the world. And so when we find ourselves walking through the valley of the shadow of death, we know that the Lord is always with us. Amen? Amen? And so not only is He with us, we need to be faithful to be with the people who are facing those things on the front line. And so I just want to share with you, especially GAP team, I know that you are standing with us and dealing with prayer on our behalf. And so let's keep on praying for one another. I did want to mention something. I want to mention a couple of things about John, if you don't mind, Mindy. I hope this isn't too much. But we had a number of people that came yesterday. And I just started writing down the names. And so many of you gave a good part of your Saturday, and some of you gave almost all of your Saturday for an old dude like me. I mean, I got no more energy if I stay as long as you did. But thank you so much to Kim Addicks, Frank and Roseanne Smith, Scott and Alicia Young, Eric and Kendall Teague, Chris Teague, Holly and Joku, Tiffany Alzine, Asonia, Nancy Garland, Z, Teresa Guest, Larry Smith, the Martinez's, Monica Badmos, Kate Gamra, Kim Potts, Karen Baldwin, Amy Dean, the Robinsons, my beautiful wife Shelley. And if I've missed you, I'm sorry, but for those of you who are on this list or those of you who came yesterday, thank you for taking your time so that you could be here and be a blessing. And if you put yourself in somebody's shoes and they're wondering if some of the most important people in their life matter to other people, it is awfully good to be able to look around and say, not only do they matter to the Lord, but they matter to me and they matter to my church family. And you know, we can't convey what God is doing without making a sacrifice. Thank you to those of you who made the sacrifice. I want to share with you a picture. A few weeks back, I told you that Mindy hadn't been able to be here for a number of weeks. It's because John just simply wasn't physically strong enough to be able to make that trip. He's been, you know, pretty much at home for a good part of his, the good part of a couple of months, probably, maybe two and a half even. But there is a picture. And I just said to Mindy, I said, John keeps telling me he wants to come to church, but we both know that that's not going to work. I said, so if he can't come to church, if you're okay with it, we want to bring church to him. And so that is John and Mindy's bedroom. And you know, Ellie Tascari is on the piano. That's Patricia Robinson's sister. And then you recognize the Martinez's and Patricia singing. And they were singing Christmas carols and singing the songs about the Lord and lifting up the Lord in the middle of their bedroom. And John was so touched, and Mindy was so touched. So I want to say thank you to our worship team. They are not just simply here to be seen. They're here to be ministers and reach out to people, and I appreciate that. And I know that meant a lot. I also want to shout out, can I get an amen on that? And can we hear it for our worship team? Thank you, guys. In preacher speak, that means you're being the hands and the feet of God. You know, the hands and the feet of Jesus that are going out serving people where you're going and what you're doing when you get there. And I want to share with you as well. I have another thing that I want to mention. My faithful friends that are a part of this church that have been so faithful to call and to text and to encourage at their lowest point, I thank you for doing that. And I want to give somebody in particular a shout out real quick. I want to say that Frank Smith, thank you, man. Whenever you spent time running John back and forth to MD Anderson a number of times, I mean, I'm not even going to try to put a number on it, but you took him to the chiropractor's appointments as well as to the MD Anderson appointments. You were being the hands and the feet of Jesus. Thank you for doing that. I know you didn't do it, so I'd mention you from the stage. I know you're looking at me right now like you want to hit me in the face, but I want you to know that, you know, first of all, I'm a good guy. I mean well. And second of all, thank you for being a person who reminds people that God cares and wants to meet their regular, everyday, normal needs, because that's the real deal. And Monica Badmos, I already warned you. I hope we can still be friends. Don't hang your head. You got nothing to be ashamed about. Thank you. She is one of our faithful friends, and she was reaching out to Mindy, and she and Mindy got to talking, like girls will do, I suppose. And they were chatting, and Mindy said, oh, I just never really have an opportunity to kind of turn my head off and, you know, not think about things. And it's just pretty crazy, and it's pretty hard. And they got to chatting, and I don't know how you ladies find these things out about each other. It's a mystery to me. But she found out that Mindy loved to do watercolors and stuff like that. And so out of the blue, Monica went and bought some watercolor books and some paint and brought it to Mindy. And Mindy called me and she said, you won't believe what I've got. I was like, I have no idea what you've got. I hope you're not, you know, contagious. And she's like, no, it's not that. She said, I have something here in my hands. She said, Monica came and she knew that I needed to just turn my head off. It's been so crazy. And Monica, you let the Lord lead you. He let you be the hands and feet of Jesus. I'm proud of you. I thank you for that. You see, I guess I said I wasn't preaching, but I'm going to preach for just a quick minute. This is what makes a church a great church. When you guys hear the Lord, let yourself be the hands and the feet of Jesus and start making a difference in one another's lives and in the world. So thank you so much. I really just want to say thank you. I'm proud of you and appreciate you. And thank you for being a blessing. Now, Mindy, we love you. God bless you. I'm not going to ask for more because I know that yesterday was a good day, but a difficult day. But I know that probably that flower arrangement with all the red roses needs to go home with you. Okay? All right? And we can't let Mindy get out of here without just a handful of hugs for her. Selena, God bless you. I sent those flowers home with you yesterday, and I want to be the first to give you a hug, Chris. I hope that's okay. All right. So in just a moment when we dismiss, I want to be the first, and then I know a few folks are going to want to give you a hug and say that you are blessed and loved here, and we appreciate you, and we love you. So thank you. All right. Well, Pastor Randy is not preaching today. Can I get an amen? Oh, come on. I know y'all want to say it better than that. Can I get an amen? Here's what I'd like for y'all to do, if you don't mind. Let's stand together. And if you would, let's all just kind of bow our heads and close our eyes for just a brief moment. And I want you to just extend your hand to Mindy and to Selena, and just ask that the Lord would give them peace. You know, we've been hearing about him being the Prince of Peace. And in these times for folks that are going through it, now is the time for them to know the comfort and the peace that God alone can bring. And so to those of you who are in the church family that are hurting, whoever you may be, and whatever you are going through, in small ways and in big ways, whether it's somebody that's very close or somebody that you just know, may you know that God is with you, bringing you comfort and peace and healing as only God is able. And so, Heavenly Father, please, Lord, let your power flow to those who need you. And may you be the one who speaks peace be still to their hearts as only you are able. And the storms that rage within us are things that we cannot stop on our own. Sometimes we just simply need to outlast them, but Lord, most important, we need to hear your voice in the midst of them. And so you, Lord, please intervene and let you and your voice be heard. May we lift you up. May we hear from you, knowing you are with us and that you have a purpose for it, as well as, Lord, having an ending point for that for us as well. And so lift up these that are here, Lord, going through difficult times, whoever they may be. Bring about your peace, your purpose, and your plan in our life, and we will walk the path that you lead us down, as you alone are God, and we are your followers, and we are proud to be called your children. May we love our brothers and sisters in Christ, and may we do it in a way that is always bringing glory, honor, and praise to you, that all men may know that we are your disciples by the love that we have and display and demonstrate for one another. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone together said, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand this morning. Amen. Thank you so much. If you'll just stand for just a second, turn to one another, wave, and welcome each other. Let everyone know that it is good to see them. Give them a big smile. Tell them it is good to see them. And hey, if you're here for the first, second, or third time, Miss Roseanne is right back here on the back row. Miss Kirthy is right here in the yellow top with the black jacket on. These two ladies have a Starbucks card for you with your name on it. So go get one. God bless you. Come back and see us. And we're going to end the way we always do. And y'all can say it right along with me. We've just heard God's word. Now let's go live it. Love you guys. Y'all have a great week.